president taunts Russia and Syria,
bracing for some sort of U.S. strike.
Can Mr. Trump fire Robert Mueller?
The president certainly has the power to make that decision.
Facebook CEO fends off senators.
We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump has signaled an American attack is coming in Syria. He writes on Twitter, Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice, new, and smart. And he goes on to say Moscow shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
The most important thing he said today is missiles are coming, and that is a first for this administration and a first for this president to sort of say on Twitter what he's either already ordered or soon will order.
And Mr. Trump says the U.S. relationship with Russia is worse now than it has ever been, including the Cold War. CBS's Seth Doan is reporting this morning from Lebanon, not far from the border with Syria.
Part of this discussion, both in the United States and among U.S. allies in France and Britain, is what could possible targets be. Possible targets could include a warehouse at the Damascus airport where Iran flies in weapons, or there's another airbase on the outskirts of the capital.
An international watchdog group is due to investigate the apparent chemical attack that started all this, but it's not clear how soon they'll get there. The raid on President Trump's attorney has raised the question about whether Mr. Trump can take direct action to fire the special counsel, Robert Mueller. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
This is a question the White House first answered last June when Trump aides first said they believe it's within the president's power to fire the special counsel, even though Justice Department regulations say it must be done by the man who appointed him and only for what the rule calls good cause. Sarah Sanders reiterated that position yesterday, saying Mr. Trump has the constitutional power to fire Mueller, no matter what the regulations say. The question remains, will he do it? Mr. Trump is said to be as angry as ever over the Russia probe, especially after this week's raids targeting Michael Cohen focused on his purported involvement with confidentiality deals signed by two women who claim to have slept with the president. Mr. Trump says investigators have done the unthinkable in raiding his lawyer's office. There's now a bipartisan push in the Senate to pass a bill protecting the special counsel from instant dismissal, but yesterday top Republican Mitch McConnell said he doesn't think that's necessary. Steve?
A second day of congressional testimonies ahead today for Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. CBS's Nancy Cordes looks at his nearly 5 hours before almost half the U.S. Senate.
The 33-year-old CEO now knows what he's up against. Lawmakers who say a sorry isn't enough.
How is today's apology different?
Stop apologizing and let's make the change.
We should have handled a lot of things here differently.
Zuckerberg admitted Facebook should not have waited some 2.5 years to inform up to 87 million users that their data was harvested by a third-party app posing as a personality quiz.
We clearly view it as a mistake that we didn't inform people, and we did that based on false information that we thought that the case was closed and that the data had been deleted.
Zuckerberg insisted that Facebook can police itself and that its mission has evolved.
It's not enough to just build tools. We need to make sure that they're used for good.
Several senators argued that Facebook's privacy controls are confusing on purpose.
Your user agreement sucks. The purpose of that user agreement is to cover Facebook's rear end.
Well, the Justice Department's looking into 7 elite colleges and the information they apparently share about applicants for admission. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
Williams, Wesleyan, Middlebury, Amherst, Wellesley, Grinnell, Pomona all offer the option of early decision. Successful applicants are then obligated to attend. Now all 7 colleges are the targets of a new federal probe into possible antitrust violations, to which the collective response seems to be, huh? The schools insist they only share information about applicants to ensure none are cheating. They say they do not share information about regular decision candidates. Steve?
At the Bill Cosby sex assault trial, jurors are hearing from the first of 5 women who will testify they, too, fell victim to Cosby long before the accuser in this case.
More questions for Cosby accuser Heidi Thomas this morning, who yesterday testified that Cosby gave her wine during a cold read-type audition in 1984, which made her feel loopy. She says all she remembers is waking up in a bed with Cosby forcing himself onto her. She's the first of several accusers who claim Cosby used his fame to lure women into then assaulting them. Also expected to testify this week, model Janice Dickinson. Matt Piper, CBS News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Overseas, an Algerian military plane crashed southwest of Algiers, killing all 257 on board. The cause of the crash not clear. Outside El Paso, Texas, a stretch of border walls being assembled to block what's considered to be a busy Mexican smuggling route. But CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says that's not the only thing going on, and some officials are concerned.
More than 400 National Guard members have arrived since last week to patrol the border.
I think that the rhetoric has been more harmful than helpful.
Republican Mayor of El Paso, Dee Margo, worries stronger enforcement at the border will damage the relationship between the U.S. and Mexico.
You cannot tell the difference between where El Paso ends and Mexico begins. We're really one community and have been for over 400 years.
Teachers in Arizona plan to walk arm in arm at about 1,000 schools in the state to push for a pay raise and more money for education. In Oklahoma, classes in the state's largest districts are canceled for an eighth straight day as protests continue with the same goals in mind. This teacher works in Tulsa.
We will do whatever it takes, and whatever we have to do, it will get done.
A 32-year-old guard, Andre Ingram, suited up for the L.A. Lakers in last night's loss to Houston, notable because it was his first NBA game after a bumpy 10-year ride in basketball's minor leagues.
On its way, down it goes!
He made the first three-point shot he took and went on to score 19 points. A teammate called Ingram's effort a testament to hard work. On the Health Watch, medical marijuana has been shown to help patients with severe pain, but how effective is it for treating the effects of autism? CBS's Peter King takes a look.
A Tampa pediatrician says medical marijuana helped stop crippling and sometimes violent anxiety and panic attacks for a young patient. Dr. David Berger says that followed extreme caution.
You start off with a very low dose and you gradually increase the dose.
He says you make other changes if needed. In this case and others, Berger says he's combined the hallucinogen THC and another strain that negates those effects.
They're not getting high from it. They're getting wonderful symptom relief.
Florida is one of 10 states where doctors can legally treat autistic patients with medical marijuana. Several medical organizations, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, say there needs to be more research before more widespread treatment for young people. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.